And welcome back once again. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. And this is the special feature episode for Season 2, Episode 2, which I entitled, Lord, Thank You for Your Blessings. And of course, we are heading into the Thanksgiving season here in 2024. And the parts of the episode were hopefully an encouragement to you to just remember to thank God for all the blessings in our lives. And I do want to give a few points of clarification that I made in the episodes. And the first one was, of course, I said that anything that you ask, God will give you in prayer. And of course, that is not true. If it's not according to His will, He will not give it to us. He is the perfect Father, and He loves us more than we can ever imagine. But as I have mentioned many, many times before, He is not a genie in a bottle. And we don't know what is best for our lives. Only God knows. So just because you ask it and He doesn't answer it that way does not mean that He does not love you or that He did not hear you. He does everything in His way, in His time, because He knows best. So I just wanted to clear that up. I didn't want anybody to think that, especially if you're a new Christian, that you can just pray and ask God for anything and then, you know, boom, there it is. That's not how it works. But if it's according to His will, He will give us the desires of our hearts, and He will do more than we could ever think or imagine. And when we look back on those things that we asked for, I know I've done it. I'm like, Lord, thank you. I was asking you for this. You didn't do that, and it would have been a disaster. And He says, I know. That's why I'm God, and I didn't give it to you. But it's something, He gives us something else in the place, or something that we never even think of, because He is sovereign and we are not. So that was something that I wanted to just clear up. I know I talked a lot about God's love and just being thankful, and I just hope that that's kind of the spirit that you can have this season. And part of the reason I think God put this on my heart is because I just look around, and yes, there's a lot of problems. Of course, we just came off a very contentious election in this nation, and there's just, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot of animosity, and that there's just not enough people saying thank you. Thank you for everything that I have. And thank you for all the blessings in my life. And if you stop and you look at all the blessings, I think you would just be overwhelmed by how many there are in your life. And as I also mentioned too, that God puts people in our lives for a reason. And I know that Thanksgiving's not always a happy time for people. And sometimes, you know, you got family members coming over, maybe you don't get along with them. But as I said too, God puts everyone that we meet in our lives. And maybe that reason is because you're supposed to be sharing Christ with them. If you know Christ, maybe it's to be an encouragement in their life because they don't have a lot of encouragement. We may never know what our reason is, but we know that we are here for a reason and that God puts people in our lives for a reason. I hope, as I said, I'm going to be able to get another episode done before the end of the year. And I hope you'll take time and read those verses that I gave you on your own time if you didn't catch those, and that you'll also just read throughout God's Word and look at all the times where people were thankful. It's something that we need to do. And that was the other thing. I didn't want people to get things misconstrued, and that is that if we never thank God, He's not going to do anything for us. That's not true. He wants us to thank Him, and we were created to worship Him and to talk with Him and have a relationship with Him. That is why we are created in His image. We are the image of our Heavenly Father. And those of you who don't know Christ, you may think that this sounds foreign. You don't understand it at all, but God loves us more than we can ever imagine. I just try and get the basic down out of the way. Imagine a love that never fades. It never changes. No matter what you do, He will always, always love you. The same that He loved you before you were ever created. He loves everyone the same. God has no favorites. He loves us all more than we could ever imagine. And Christ died on the cross as the payment for our sins. So that's just the basic. You don't have to understand all the complexities of everything. You know, you don't have to be thankful. But I think when you come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get this attitude of gratitude that He gives us. And you heard me say that as Christians, it is our job to be a light in this dark world. And it is. And that doesn't mean that we're going to be happy and we're going to be thankful all the time because we are human. That's just the way that things go. But it is still so important that we have an attitude of gratitude and that people can look at our lives and say there's something different. what is different about their lives. And then that can open those doors to that conversation, and we can try and lead others to Christ. And of course, before I close out today's episode, I do want to share with you a couple of special songs that go right along with this episode and having an attitude of gratitude. And this first one is one that I heard of many, many years ago. It doesn't get a lot of play in the Christian arena anymore because the author of the song came out as gay several years ago, and he has written many Christian songs that used to be very popular, and unfortunately they are not now because of the lifestyle that he has decided to live. But nevertheless, this is one of my favorite songs. He is not the one who is singing this. It's called Thank You, and it was originally written by Ray Bolts. And again, he is the artist that came out as gay several years ago. But this rendition of the song was sung at one of the Gaither homecomings by an amazing singer called Ivan Parker. And it's called Thank You. I hope you enjoy.
I dreamed I went to heaven and you were there with me. Walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing that someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man. He was smiling as he came. And he said, "Friend, you may not know me now." Then he said, "But wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Then another man stood before you. He said, "Remember the time a missionary came to your church. His pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I'm here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you came." One by one they came, for as the eye could see, each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, noticed here on earth, in heaven now proclaim. Listen, I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure I saw tears in your eyes when Jesus took your hand. And you stood before the Lord. He said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward." Sing it now. each and every one of you here today that you gave all that you had as you've touched the many lives along the way.
Once again, that was Ivan Parker with Thank You, sung at one of the Gaither Homecoming videos, and I think that goes right along with this episode, and just hopefully you will have people that will say that about your life, that they can thank you for the impact that you made and for just sharing the love of Christ with them. And this last song that I want to share with you is also from a Gaither Homecoming video, and it's sung by a 13-year-old fan. He's got a pretty great voice for being just 13 years old, and this song was the inspiration for the title of this episode as well, and it is called Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me, and it's sung by 13-year-old Logan Smith at one of the Gaither Homecomings. It's an old song, but it is a great one. I hope you enjoy it.
As the world looks upon me.
13-year-old Logan Smith loved Vestal. And I wish she was still around to hear this kid sing the songs that she loved so much.
But they are so wrong. In my heart, I'm rejoicing how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. For there's up above me, I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Once again, that was 13-year-old Logan Smith singing Thank You, Lord, for Your Blessings on Me at one of the Gaither Homecoming events. So I hope those two songs were a blessing to you. I hope they kind of get you in this spirit of Thanksgiving as we are heading into the Thanksgiving season. And I want to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. Remember to check out the various podcast platforms for other episodes of my podcast. And of course, you can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. I'm so thankful for what God has done with this podcast, and I look forward to what he is going to do as well. Hopefully I can get more episodes out in the near future. And of course, be sure to share this podcast with your friends and your family. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King. Maranatha, and God bless until next time.